Hey people, are you in the market for a new watch and don't know how to go about it? Well, I'm here to help. As your luxury timepiece concierge, I will help you source, purchase, and get you the best possible price from authorized dealers. You can contact me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com or visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I interview my client, Tony Tilton. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and I'm on the phone with Tony Tilton, who's a good client. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. I just wanted to, first of all, thank you for working with me and Ramon on getting your second Kingsley 1945 watch. Tony just got his second Kingsley 1945 watch today, literally maybe within a couple of hours, and I haven't spoken to Tony. I know that he likes it, but it's almost cool that we're doing this now because I get a real reaction out of you. How do you like it, man?
It's a piece of art.
That's really cool.
I really like it.
Do you want sort of, so this is a very like, you know, normally, you know, my podcasts are featured around, you know, specific watches or history or, and I every once in a while like to do customer testimonials. This is a special one for me because I met Tony about 4 years ago now at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel of Las Vegas. And I remember at that time telling him what I did, and he told me what he did. And, you know, when I mentioned watches, he's like, they're nice, but you can't ever catch me wearing a watch. I remember that conversation very vividly, even though we were both hammered. And I just know that, you know, I think, what was it, like 6 months ago, maybe 8 months ago, I posted a picture on my Facebook of a Kingsley 1945 Type 2 Pilot in copper with a green Mach meter dial. And Tony, you want to kind of, Tony, tell people what happened?
Oh, yeah. I saw your post on the Facebook, and I was just like, hey, where's that, you know, how much is that, and how quickly can I get it? And I got that, and that was my first Kingsley, which I really like. I actually get quite a bit of compliments on it going out and about.
So what do you think it is, Tony, like specifically for you, that – like, you know, you went from a guy being like, I don't think I'll ever wear a watch to, I mean, now you have your second Kingsley. I mean, obviously there must be something within the brand that has hooked you or that's different or that's unique or original that, I mean, what is it specifically for you that kind of just sunk home with you?
Well, yeah, I'm in the metal industry, so I work with metal all day, and seeing a copper-coated stainless steel frame, the actual Kingsley watch, you know, with the copper on it, I was just like, ooh, that's nice. And, you know, with the green face, it was different. And I was just like, you know what? It's about time I get a watch. And, you know, I've known you for years. And I think you let me try on, I'm not sure if it was a Type 1 or a Type 2 years ago or a year ago when I was at the Mandarin. And I was like, you know what? It felt good. Let's go with it. And, you know, I've been wearing it ever since. And then, you know, I was like, you know what? I got the Type 2. Let's go with a Type 1 now.
Yeah, Tony's second request was definitely a little bit more specific and a little bit more custom. And I know he wanted a purple sort of accent on the dials in some way, shape, or form. And I remember when I told Ramon, he's like, dude, I've never done purple. And I'm like, well, there's a first time for everything. And, and so I just remember, what Ramon and I came up with and what we created. In the beginning, it was almost a joke to ourselves. We're like, there's no way we can pull this off. You know, for purple on a watch, like, how the hell is that going to work? Like, you know, unless it's like, you know, something super uber, like expensive and for prints or something, there's no way we're going to be able to. And I just remember being like, screw it. We're going to do something with the numbers. We're going to make those purple somehow. And Ramon pulled it off and he actually sort of mocked it up and he sent me a picture and I was blown away. I was like, dude, this is insane. This is so cool the way it's, cause you could look at it like the dial is, hand brushed and you've got purple numbers. So it's almost like purple and gold, almost like the Lakers if you wanted to.
Whatever
that is important to you that incorporates those colors. But I haven't, physically seen your watch that you just got today, but I can definitely tell you from the looks of the pictures and just the overall aesthetics, it looks very, very vintage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that, it's usually not a thing I'm into, but it works. I think that's what kind of draws me to the Kingsley is there's something about the aesthetics that just appeal to me more than anything else. I've looked at watches everywhere, especially when you go to Vegas. And
right.
That made me go, I want that on my wrist till, I saw these.
Well, I appreciate the feedback, but what, would you say, does the quality go as well with the aesthetics? Like some things you buy today are just well designed, but they're not necessarily well made. Like how
yeah.
would you?
Yeah, I would say, it has a substantial feel. I like that, you have to wind it, if you're not using it. It feels different than other watches I've tried. It is a tactile, feel to it that I haven't gotten with other watches.
That's awesome. So you would say the quality is right up there?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Ramon, you being in the, in the business you're in and working with metals and stuff. Ramon is, for all of those of you out there who don't know, Ramon is actually, a designer first. And, Kingsley really came out of a passion of his for military stuff. And his grandfather was a World War II air pilot. And then, basically combining his love for design and for that, and coming up basically with a modern day altimeter for the wrist. And I think, for a guy who just started a watch company a couple of years ago, for him to basically combine form and function, I'm blown away with how evolved his designs are, and they're all original. So, for me, obviously it's a friend of mine. So I'm very pro Ramon, but beyond that, even if I didn't know Ramon and I was just standing there as a member of the watch press, it's very impressive what he's created.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And how would you say, Tony, was the overall experience in terms of, there are a lot of people out there who read my blog and who have met me but haven't worked with me. Like, what would you say that experience is like as far as the professionalism goes or as far as the transactional part of, the whole process? How would you rate that?
10 out of 10. It was painless. Just, you work with me on what I want, and especially this custom one I just received is really, really nice. You're there, whenever I need to have a question or a request or anything. And, it's just a quick wire transfer. And, you get it when it's done.
Yeah, because thanks, man. Some people don't even know what wire transfers are. And I know that seems really dumb, but there are people who today, we're in a revolution of PayPal and credit cards. So I guess maybe the older generation knows what a wire transfer is. But, how would you say that, that part of it? It's not that big a deal. You just transfer money from your account to my account, and it takes a couple of days. But what was it for you, Tony, specifically? You like the watch and you'd met me at the Mandarin and stuff like that, but you'd still, we'd known each other in terms of we'd see each other once a year at the Mandarin for the last 4 or 5 years. Like, yeah. We never worked together. We never did any business together. How was that comfort level for you established? Because, I mean,
just meeting you, talking to you, you know, the correspondence we have on Facebook and stuff like that. I mean, you know, it's what you do for a living. You know, if it's kind of a hobby, I might be a little more hesitant, but yeah, I mean, it's what you do. I mean, you know, you steered me towards a good watch, so I was like, yeah, let's do it again, and I'm pretty sure next year they'll be number three.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what blew me away through this whole process with Tony is that, you know, I mean, he hadn't even paid for the watch he just received today. He had paid for it, and he hadn't even received the watch yet. This was like maybe a week ago or less, and he said, next year is my 35th
birthday.
I wonder what we'll make next year. And I was like, you haven't even gotten this year's yet, dude. Like, that's how I know that Tony was bitten by the bug, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, would you recommend the service, Tony? Like, not just on Kingsley's, but would you recommend my service to other people that you know?
Oh, of course. Oh, it's way better than going to those damn big stores where they would, yeah. I think that's another reason why I probably never got a watch for so long. Going to the large watch stores at, you know, your mall or your jeweler. Like I said, you make it easy. You listen to me. You know, I mean, you offer your suggestions and stuff, but you're not like, buy this watch now. Like, I've dealt with some other stores. So, yeah, I mean, I think from any future watch purchases, I'll probably be going through you, most definitely.
No, that means a lot. I really appreciate anyone who does work with me. And the fact that you've worked with me now twice, I can't even tell you. It means the world to me and Ramon. I mean, we love being able to build you something that's another thing, especially on, as we're dealing at the watch you just got, Purple Rain. I mean,
yes.
It's nobody else in the world has that watch except for you. Like, Ramon doesn't have that watch. Like, it's a very, very specialty piece.
Yes. Oh, yes. And I can't wait to wear it next weekend to a wedding.
That's awesome, man. And what was this? And Tony, what was, if you don't mind me asking, what was the occasion for you to get Purple Rain? Is it mark a special occasion for you, or?
No, I just felt like getting another watch.
Okay, cool.
You know, I like I said, I like the Type 2. I started wearing it more like casual, like, you know, jeans, T-shirt.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, you know, I need something a little more, maybe a little more formal, a little more, you know, presence. So I was like, you know what, Type 1, you know, looks different. But, yeah, I wanted it made my own way, which you guys did really, really nice. I'll tell you, the pictures don't do it justice compared to the way it looks in person.
Oh, that means a lot. And I'm sure you, I mean, I know you posted both watches side by side. I mean, obviously, when you look at them in the picture, they're very different, but they probably couldn't be more different, right? Like, when you look at them.
Yeah. 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 But, yeah, they look good. I'm looking at them right now in front of me.
And how would you say even the presentation of the box or the presentation of the watches in the box, you know, was that something that, you know, like, obviously when you look at the boxes, you can also see there's a very custom feel with the boxes as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, you know, you just, you know, it's not like in a piece of plastic.
Right.
You know, they actually make a box and, you know, put the writing on it and, you know, have the tie down, the little card of authenticity with the, you know, the number of what you've done. Yeah, I mean, it's presented in a way that's very appealing. It feels like you're getting a Christmas gift when you open it.
Oh, that's very cool. I'm glad, Tony, that you like the watches so much. And I really hope, especially, you know, now, I mean, first of all, I'm really glad you got the green Mach meter dial, because, you know, the green represents like the color of the ammo boxes that, you know, back in the day they used to use was ammo box green. So that's why we use it on our dial. When I first got my own, because I have the same watch, I was like, a green dial? Like, what am I going to do? I can't wear a green dial. Like, what, you know? But now it's like I wear a green dial, and I've never gotten so many compliments because it is unique. It is different. It is.
Yes. Oh, yeah, when I was in first class to Delta going out to Atlanta, I had two people ask me about that watch and where I got it and everything about it. And, you know, those people with me with, you know, Tudor and Rolex and you know, some of the other higher-end brands, but, you know, no one really gave two looks about those. But, hey, that has a green face. You know, let me ask you about that.
Yeah, and I think that, and even the dial, when you look at the dial, you can see it's like, okay, it may feel familiar just because if you're into aviation or you're into dials or gauges, as guys, we're into that kind of stuff. But when you look at it, you can also see that that numbering system is 150% original by Ramon. I mean, those are his, those are his original, you know, for all intents and purposes, sketches incorporated into a watch. Like, this is all, every single part on the watch is designed by Ramon. And, you know, I have so much respect for what he does because he's able to transcend that passion into something real, you know, and all of his watches are basically custom creation. So, Tony, I'm super happy. Is there, I don't know if there's anything else you want to add to this, but I just thought, since you got the watch and since it's fresh for you and it's not even a couple of hours old, that to be able to talk about it, I appreciate you giving me your time.
Yeah, no, it's great talking to you. You know, when number three comes along, maybe we can do it again.
oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, I'd love to create something for you. You now have, just so people know, so Tony's got a copper case in the Type 2. He's now got a new Type 1 case and steel with a with a bronze bezel. And maybe the next one, you'll never know. Maybe it may be black. You never know, because you've got steel, you've got copper. We do, you know, we do bronze, black, steel PVD, steel, and we do, you know, copper. So all those cases, you never know what we'll do next. But, you know, Ramon and I, well, it's more Ramon's idea. I just want to go along for the ride. But we're going to do a very specialty item that's going to evolve, that's not necessarily a watch, but it's going to tie into the whole lifestyle of Kingsley 1945. And let's just say it's an accessory that you use every day. So I will keep you posted on that. But I hope you have a great weekend, Tony, and I hope you enjoy using the watch, especially at the wedding.
Thank you.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one conversation with good client Tony Tilton. I'm super, super grateful to him for working with me and working with Ramon and using Kingsley 1945 watches as his comfort zone and as his go-to watch. It's a great feeling for me. It's a great feeling for Ramon, and we're forever grateful. I'd also like to thank DJ Flipside and Shallboy Music for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please check my website out at www.amadevehonda.com. Check out my Facebook watch page and don't forget to like it. You can also see me on my Instagram and Twitter. My handles for both are at amadevehonda. I'll definitely throw the link down below to my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.